time for your letters, but first this correction. On Wednesday, we profiled the group Elizabeth and the Catapult and its song Taller Children.
We're all just taller children. We're all just taller children.
We said Danny Malad was the band's guitarist. In fact, that's him on the drums.
We're all just taller children.
Now on to your letters. We reported this week that San Francisco enacted one of the toughest recycling laws in the country. Residents have to compost food scraps or face stiff fines. Terrence Carroll from nearby Oakland says our story sent the wrong message. He says even though San Francisco emphasizes education over draconian enforcement, the story will be reduced in the public mind to be exactly the ridiculous example your story opened with about getting a ticket for a banana peel. It's a wonder we have any sort of functioning society with the way these stories get told. We also talked this week to Joseph Sisto, whose father collected thousands of rare artifacts and kept them in his bungalow in a Chicago suburb. Some date back to around 900 BC. There are parchments with papal seals from the 12th century, letters from kings. But a good deal of it was stolen, Sisto says, by third-party dealers who sold the artifacts to his father. When his father died, he says, he called the police. Frank White of Silver Spring, Maryland, wrote, I was fascinated by your account of the Sisto family story, but was left uneasy, thinking that there is a moral dimension of it that deserves further exploration. As the one-time executor of my parents' estate, I can't help but wonder what the rest of the family has to say about Joseph Sisto's bold action at his father's death. Do they believe he betrayed the family by exposing the considerable possessions and work of his father to the police, and if so, for what reasons? After all, blood runs deep. Meanwhile, Heather Maines of Gray, Maine, thinks the story has a happy ending. I think Joseph Sisto can be assured that his father is looking down from wherever he might be with pride in his son and joy that others will share what he loves so dearly. We asked our listeners to come up with some of the worst songs they've heard at weddings. And yesterday, we talked about the best of the worst with Franny Kelly, a producer for NPR Music. We poked a little bit of fun at people who apparently did not listen closely to the lyrics of the music that they played at their weddings. We talked about this song, sung by a groom to his bride.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
Now, you'd think the title alone makes the Frank Sinatra classic a nuptial no-no, but several listeners, like Mark Holm of Vienna, Virginia, think we got it wrong. Have you listened to the words to the song Lady is a Tramp? This is a song that identifies the lady as someone who is not shallow or pretentious. It is very complimentary, and my wife would love for me to sing that song to her. Well, if you think we've missed something else, we want to hear from you. No songs promised, however. Please write to us by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us.
She'll have no crap games with Sharpies and froth, and she won't go to Harlem in Lincoln's or Ford, and she won't dish the dirt with the rest of the broad.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.